Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager, and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day, and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello everyone, and welcome to the Nata PR School podcast, episode number 8. Relations, the most important word in our profession, public relations. The business and personal relationships that I've built over the years are definitely what is the most important in my life and are part of my success, part of the agency successes. I've given a lot of thought to that word in the past few weeks, a perfect word that describes what our profession is, public relations. And it is also the relationships, the connections that we make on a daily basis that bring me intense joy. It's funny, like I really never really thought of it that much, but I wanted to explore this word before creating this podcast. And we talked about it with my partner, David Tremblay. Hello, David, if you're listening to this podcast. Know that every Friday, 12:30, noon 30, my partner and I go live on Instagram. And our Instagram handle is NATAPR_. That's the name of the account, the Instagram account. So we go live. We also archive everything on IGTV. So if you want to go back and listen to our conversations, that's what it is. It's a conversation about a topic, a subject related to work. And we recently talked about relations. So know that sometimes we, 1 week it's in French, and the other week, it's in English. It's the same topic that we pick and that we talk about 1 week in French, 1 week in English. All this to say that if you see a French one, don't worry. Go to the next one or the previous one that should be in the language you wish. And relationship was a very interesting subject for both David and I, because this is why we do what we do. David also talked about he started out of school. He was hired by a PR agency for which he worked 3 years. And since it was his first professional job, he was really extremely young and talented as always. He was wondering if marketing would be more in his gift, or maybe marketing would be maybe a better profession for him. So he went to work for a huge hair care line distributor. Like they were importing international brands from all over the world. And so he became the marketing director for them for 3 years. But after 3 years, this is when he decided to go back to PR and came to knock at our door, at the Nata PR door. But it's interesting. So because after 3 years of marketing, as you probably know, public relations is part of, it's an ingredient of the marketing plan. We're normally part of a promotion plan. If you have a publicity plan, you should have a public relation plan too there with your social media as well. All this to say that David, after 3 years of marketing, missed this relation, this building relations. And this is why he came back to PR. It's funny because sometimes we do a profession and we don't take the time to think why we're doing something and why we enjoy doing something so much. And relationship in English, in French we say relation, so relation, public relations is relation publique, right? So relation, it's exactly the same word for relationship. And it makes complete sense in what we do because it's all about building relationships. So relationship is also making connections between things and humans, which is also another of my passions. I just love when I'm connecting my clients with media and influencers, of course, but nothing pleases me more than making connections between companies or suppliers we know that we know that are amazing. Like, we also have like amazing strategic partners that are experts in their fields, in organizing events, in producing podcasts. So I love when I'm able to refer them, connect them, and create these new relationships between them. So see, it's all about relations. Because I know I'm referring talented and professional people, this is also something that makes me really happy. I could probably just do that. It could be another career, maybe eventually. All this to say that some brands, international brands, we've worked in the past, you know, these brands that are entering are now in maybe 50 countries. We love working with them because I strongly believe we're among the best agencies in North America for brands who are looking for a PR agency to launch their company or their products in a new market in North America, especially US or Canada. So some brands we've worked with in the past understand extremely well how we can leverage our relationship and the value of it. So they're amazing at working with us, knowing how we can also extend our relationship to them, make them, you know, create these connections for them. It's what it does, because we have deep roots. If you're looking for a PR agency to enter a new market, look for an agency that has at least 10 years and more, 10, 15, 20, even 30 years, and make sure you have people there that are very senior, because then you would benefit from their connections and their contact. And our connections, as I just said, have deep roots in the market you want to enter. If you're looking for US or Canada, we're the agency for you. And it helps you get in touch way faster with your customer and build relationship with influencers and media. And I wanted to give you an example of that we created recently. All of this thanks to our relationship. It's a real tour de force, and I'm really proud of the work the team has done around a product launch. It's a company that produces anti-aging products, mostly facial ones. They have some body products too, but this one was a face product, so an anti-aging cream, and they wanted to attract the attention of beauty journalists, like top tier beauty journalists from the Elle magazines, all top magazines. This is not saying that they didn't want to talk to influencers, but we were lucky to have this product 4 months ahead of time. So we did a previous work with top tier journalists. How to attract the attention of these experts when there are hundreds of new anti-aging cream, new creams that claim to help anti-aging, there are so many products similar on the market. So how do you attract attention? And this is when we started digging a little deeper. Yes, it's a cream that's fighting and helping reduce wrinkles, the appearance of wrinkles. But they had in its formula, I'm not going to tell you the formula because I don't even know the formula. We never own the formulas of our clients. But in the formula, this product was giving kind of a glow, a little shine on your face. So you were both treating your wrinkles and having this little glow. It's the product that was designed for people who don't want to put a lot of makeup on. And they had it tested by cosmeticians, makeup artists, and they all realized that, yes, it's a very interesting product and it's also an amazing cream. It could be like a base to your makeup, a makeup base that you use before you put your makeup on your face. So you would put that cream on your face and then start your makeup. Or not, because if you just want to have a natural glow, it's a perfect product for you. So we started thinking, so how can we attract the attention of these top-tier journalists with all the new skincare line launching new products for, you know, treat your face and reduce your wrinkles, right? This was just after the first 3 months where people had to stay home during COVID, and people wanted to go out for sure, but we all went to the hairdresser at least to have our color done, our hair done. And I told David, I'm sure if we offer beauty journalists to come to a photo session to have a new portrait of them, they would like that and use the product ahead of time and talk about the product. Then, you know, we would attract their attention and we would invite them to a photo shoot session where we would have a makeup artist, a local makeup artist. If you are looking for one, if you want to do the same event, you can. This is the recipe. Find who's the star photographer in your market. This photographer that probably does fashion shoots, takes picture of your local stars, and everybody wants to have a picture from that photographer. They want to have their picture taken by them. So we found one. She's taking amazing pictures, a lot of talent there. So everybody wanted to work with her. She's a star photographer. And she owns also this amazing, beautiful studio, huge. So when we were inviting a journalist, one or two or three, it was so big. So it was very secure. You know, everything was really safe and COVID safe. Obviously, we had to do that and reassure our top journalists because many of them don't even go out. And I can understand why. Sometimes they might have young kids or people who are sick around them, so they don't want to take the chance to catch COVID-19, right? So we had to make it very safe. So all this to say that this event was a huge success because we found something that interested these journalists. So we attract their attention on a product that otherwise, you know, maybe they would have considered it for different stories in their magazines. But now everybody knows about this product and many of them were so happy about the picture. The result of the event was amazing. So they published it on their social media platforms. Some of them also are using them now as their new picture to present themselves in their publication. So huge success. Our client was just ecstatic. And it's not an event that's crazy expensive. It's easy to organize. You just need some time and you have to organize it well, obviously, and make it safe. So as you see, we were able to create this because of our relationships with these photographers, these media, our client, and it was a success. Mostly, if we think about it carefully, because of all these relations that my partner and I have. And then our staff came in on board and were able to invite media because they have amazing relationship with these top media. So relationship is the link, the relationship between people and also things. Even plants grow better according to so many studies. When you talk to them, it's not just about water, right? If you get close to them, I can't really explain that. But so relationship has to do with everything around us, not just human being, obviously. But I really want to focus on humans today. So many of my long-lasting professional relationships also transform into personal ones. And this is what I tell all of our young employees who are at the beginning of their career. Become members of associations. Find training in the different field. Get out. Tell people you meet about what you do. Tell them you're a PR professional. This is how you build relationships. And I'm telling them that when I started my career 30 years ago, I created these intense link and relationship that many of them I still have today and bring me all kinds of advantages, not just business, but also personal. Cultivate friendship. It seems that we are more likely to live longer when we have a close circle of people around us, close circle of friends. And according to Dan Wettner, I hope I'm pronouncing his name well, Dan, probably for David Wettner, Buettner. We all need two or three good friends, according to what he has learned and studied. He's also the author of the book Blue Zone. I'll put the links and the information at the bottom of this podcast. You'll be able to find it if you don't know him. And I love to say that friends are those who know all our flaws and love us anyway. So back to the blue zone, which is extremely interesting. So I was talking about Dan Boettner. He's an explorer, National Geographic Fellow, award-winning journalist and producer, and a New York Times best-selling writer. He discovered the five places in the world. Those five places where people supposedly live older. As I told you, in the link, you'll find more information about it. But I found that if you look, there's a graphic and it shows Italy, United States, Japan. You have three circles. And in the middle, this is what all these places have in common. And besides, of course, what we know, the obvious, like eating vegetables is a good thing. There is social engagement that I really love. Family also that's there. This is all about relations. So our relations allow us to live longer. So how important is that, right? All this to say that relationship is at the core of what we do every day at the agency, in public relations. And I invite you to think about that. Think about the relations you've built along the time and years and who has become best friends with you. Sometimes you've met them through work, probably, or some people have like relationship in work that are really apart from what they do in their personal life. But all we do, the core of what we do, is based on relations between people. We're humans at the end of the day. And what is the most important? These relations. This is how we create things. We can create things alone, obviously, but nothing grows or becomes successful if you don't have these relations. So hopefully this podcast was interesting to you. And if you need more information, you can always reach out to me, nara@narapr.com. And I hope you'll be joining us next week. Merci et à la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to narapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nara PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nara@narapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.